I maintain Aaron Rodgers will be one more year. And just like Aaron Rodgers behind Brett Favre, Jordan Love will take over after 3 years of being an apprentice for a Hall of Fame quarterback. Hey there, boys and girls. Welcome to another edition of the Business of Sports with Andrew Brandt. We are presented, as always, by DraftKings, produced by Brian Neal, music producer, my son, Sam Brandt. That's the music you hear under us. And we have a live and busy Brandt's Rants this week on the start of the NFL new league year. We are recording this on Wednesday, March 16th, middle of the day. We're 3 hours away from the start of the NFL new league year. So the Brandt's Rants edition this week is all going to be about what's already happened with free agency and new league year before we actually have the new league year. And then we get into some rants about things happening with our old friend Aaron Rodgers, Deshaun Watson, Randy Gregory, and a couple team notes that I think are interesting. But first, let me give you a sense of what this means. When you hear the NFL new league year, obviously it's not the calendar year. It's mid-March every year. This is a watershed day on the NFL calendar, especially in the business side. This is what it means. By 4 o'clock Eastern today, no matter when you hear this, it's 4 o'clock Eastern on Wednesday, March 16th. All NFL teams have to be, number one, under the cap. Okay, let's get this straight. A team starting 4 o'clock through the end of the season, through January 5th or whatever it is, can never, ever be over the cap. Let's just make that clear. When people say, well, are they over the cap? No, they can be over the cap today for the next 3 hours. They can be over the cap yesterday. They can be over the cap in February. But they cannot be over the cap starting Wednesday, March 16th, 4 o'clock. What does that mean? That means everything on your team counts against the cap. Now, in the off season, from March until August, you're in the top 51 mode. So the only the top 51 salaries count. But salaries are, you know, so a lot of these minimum salaries just fall off. You don't count those from the lower players. But salaries are just a small part of what's on your cap. All the prorated bonus from signing bonuses, all the roster bonuses, all the workout bonuses, all of the likely to be earned incentives. So likely to be earned incentives are things that have been done before. So if a guy's had 1,000 yards rushing, his incentive for 1,000 yards rushing. If a guy's had 50% play time, his incentive for 55 play time becomes likely to be earned and on the cap. All workout bonuses count on the cap. Now, if they don't, or they're not made, they're reconciled at the end of the year, they weren't made, et cetera, et cetera. Also on the cap, dead money. We all talk about dead money. This is money for players no longer on the roster. So players that were cut after June in 2021, like a Drew Brees, you know, because they pushed off that retirement till after June, they'll have a big number on the Saints cap. That counts. So everything counts on the cap, and you have to be under. You can never be over. If you're over, the league will say you're over. If you try to submit a contract that will make you over, the league will reject it until you get under. So let's just get this clear. Starting today, 16th at 4 o'clock Eastern, you can never, ever be over the cap. The other thing is by 4 o'clock Eastern, all your tenders have to be in. What are tenders? Tenders are the amount of an exclusive rights free agent tender for players that are under 3 years in the league. Tenders are for three-year players called restricted free agent tenders at three different levels. A draft round tender, meaning if another team comes, gives an offer you don't want to match, you get back the draft round tender. You can do a second round tender. If a team comes in and swoops in with an offer you can't match, you get back a second round pick. And a first round tender, if a team comes in, swoops in, an offer you can't match, you get back a first round pick. Very rare that restricted free agent things happen because now all drafted players sign four-year contracts, which means if they're any good, they're under contract after 3 years. So we never get to this. Also, a franchise tag, transition tag, that's all under the cap as well. That has to be counted as tenders. That's all in there as well. So it all comes together today at 4 o'clock. Okay. Let's get to what has happened going into this new league year. We have had a couple days of this legal tampering period. Listen, it does make no sense at all, but it's something the league has done the past few years because they knew all these negotiations were going on anyway. They just made it legal. So in the past 2 days, agents and teams have been able to negotiate contracts without, quote unquote, agreeing on contracts. Good luck with that. That is kind of pie in the sky. Of course they're agreeing on it. No, they can agree on it, just can't sign it. Meanwhile, you have the NFL Twitter putting out Mitch Trubisky with the Steelers, who, of course, he can't sign till after 4 o'clock today. So the NFL laugh at that because they have these rules. You can't sign until 4 o'clock, and they have Mitch Trubisky sign with a picture on their own Twitter account, LOL. You can also start trading at 4 o'clock Eastern. Ha, right? Wink, wink. You can start. I say start trading as of 4 o'clock Eastern. Now, the NFL also put out a tweet last week. Khalil Mack in a LA Chargers uniform. Of course, he can't be traded until today. So LOL on that. Russell Wilson has been traded, not official till today. Carson Wentz has been traded, not official until today. That's what's sort of gone on. The NFL wink, wink. We're going to see all these announced today and all these signings that have supposedly happened. As to those signings, well, you have someone like the Jacksonville Jaguars winning March once again. They're always big spenders. They always have a lot of cap room. They seem to always win, at least from the pundits, March, and it never seems to translate into winning September, October, November, December, and never even get to January. But here they go again. Big spending on Brandon Scherff. Big spending on Foye Olekwon. I'm mispronouncing the name. Great kid out of Yale. I know him. And then, of course, big signing of the wide receiver contract that everyone's buzzing about to Christian Kirk from the Arizona Cardinals for whatever the number is, up to $84 million. Yeah, up to. That doesn't mean anything. I'm up to 6 feet tall. I'm 5'7". Anyway, so up to $84 million, base care of 70-something million. It's really 2 years, $37 million guaranteed. That's the real deal. $37 million guaranteed is no slouch for Christian Kirk, but that's 18 and a half a year, not the 21 that somehow has been reported. Which brings me my caveat about all these deals. Again, pay no attention to the amount of the deal reported. It's always coming from the agent. The agent is, all NFL agents have changed their name to lead sources this time of year. And what we have is this constant agent puffing of deals for the public. That's what we're going to see. That's what we have seen already. So Jaguars making inroads, making waves, has a lot of money, spent a lot of money. There they go. Other teams of note, I'm looking at this, I guess, San Diego again. I'm looking at the LA Chargers. The Chargers have something no one's ever had. They re-upped Mike Williams, who is maybe going to be a franchise tag of receiver, for 20 a year. Guess who else makes $20 million a year in this upper echelon of receivers? Only a few, a handful around the league. Keenan Allen. So of the, let's pick a number, 8 to 10 receivers in the NFL that make $20 million or over, 2 play for the LA Chargers. And of course they acquire Khalil Mack. They signed JC Jackson, the top corner in free agency. Looks like $20 million a year for the first two, 40 over two before the non-guaranteed part sets in. So here's what I'm saying about the Chargers. They are proving and illustrating what is so true. When you have the most undervalued asset in the league, Justin Herbert, playing for $4 or $5 million a year at a level where veteran quarterbacks make $30 million a year, you can use those savings. And they're doing that on Mike Williams, on JC Jackson, on Khalil Mack, on Joey Bosa, who got a huge deal last year. So this is what's going on with the Chargers. Kudos to them going for it. But when you're going for it with a rookie quarterback, that's a little easier than going for it with a veteran quarterback because those numbers only skyrocket every year. They've got one more year of this incredible value on Herbert. He can't do anything about it or his agent because the CBA requires 3 years of contract length before you do a new deal. So kudos to the Chargers. Also, kudos to the Broncos. That division is going to be strong. they did this thing where they swooped in on Randy Gregory. That is an interesting story. I'm going to explain more of that in a minute. But first, football might be over, but now it's time for the madness. DraftKings, you know them, a leading sportsbook app, is here to help you and your friends get in the game with different ways to fund your DraftKings account. Did you know you can fund your DraftKings account with cash? Yep, just sign up in the DraftKings Sportsbook app, select Fund with Cash. In the payment section, get a digital barcode, then just take your cash and barcode to any one of our thousands of participating stores. It's super easy. While you're there, why not pick up some DraftKings gift cards? You don't know what to get your buddy for his birthday? DraftKings gift card. Want to say thanks to a neighbor who helped you carry his sofa up three flights of stairs? DraftKings gift card. Want to give yourself a Father's Day present early? DraftKings gift card. Done, done, done. Just visit DraftKingsGiftCard.com. Find a participating store near you. March is here. Get in the game. These two awesome, fun, and easy account funding options. I mentioned Randy Gregory. Here's the situation. Pending free agent agrees to a deal with his incumbent team, the Dallas Cowboys. $28 million guaranteed, 14 of it this year, 14 next year. He's excited. They get the deal done. He goes in to sign it. And as per reports, it has language in there that says, if you're fined, you lose future guarantees. A fine would void future guarantees. Now, a couple things here. That language seems a little bit harsh. Most teams do. If you're suspended, you'll void future guarantees, not if you're fined. But be that as it may, the Cowboys have reportedly said that's in all our contracts except for Dak Prescott. And you can argue he's a special case as a franchise quarterback. But what we have is a situation where that's going to work with Gregory, but for the case he's a free agent. If Gregory was not a free agent and you said, hey, sign this contract language, it's in all our deals except Prescott, of course he's got to sign. What else is he going to do? He's not going to hold up the contract over language. But here's the rub. Gregory is a free agent. So when they put this cockamamie language in front of him, he's like, well, screw that. What else I got? And Denver Broncos swoop in. You don't have to sign that. You don't have to sign that with us. You don't have to sign that harsh, restrictive forfeiture language with us. You get the full $28 million, not $14 million and $14 million contingent on not screwing up. So that's the power of free agency. That's why teams cannot allow players to get to free agency if possible. You're good players. You want to control the market, not let market forces control you. That's why when I did contracts for the Packers, I made sure as possible not to let it get to free agency where other teams control your contracts, not you controlling your contracts. Big difference. Randy Gregory out after agreeing to the contract terms. We don't know the whole story with the Cowboys. It sounds like restrictive language, and that's fine. If he's not a free agent. If he's a free agent and everyone's offering the same and you can get better contract language away from the team, yeah, that's what happened. It's kind of like this booming real estate market, right? You think you bought a house, you gave the buyer what he wanted. Someone else says, hey, we'll give you more than what you wanted and we don't require an inspection. And you're like, well, of course we need an inspection. Well, market forces have determined that, no, you're not getting an inspection because these other buyers don't need an inspection. That's kind of what it's like. Free agency is the Wild West, and we see it every year. Okay, that's Randy Gregory. Now, speaking of having options, let's go to Deshaun Watson. As we sit here today, the reports are that despite him having 22 lawsuits against him on the civil side, granted, cleared on the criminal side last week, teams are interested. And teams have not only been interested, but have met the Texans asking price for a trade. And that was a prerequisite to even talking to Deshaun Watson. And as reports go, the Browns, the Falcons, the Saints, and the Panthers have all met the requirements for the Texans, which are supposedly include three number one picks and more, and are willing to trade for him and are meeting with him. So this is like Randy Gregory with free agency. This guy has options. So yeah, if you're going to be one of these teams and grill him about all the things he did to these women, these massage therapists, and are they all telling the truth? Are they all lying, etc.? he might just say, well, screw you guys. You know, this other team's not asking me those questions. That's the power of talent. That's the power of talent versus tolerance. Listen, I don't think it's right that Deshaun Watson is even out there entertaining offers. He's going to get a suspension. I think it's at least 6 games. I've talked about this many times. Precedent is important. Ben Roethlisberger, 6 games, no criminal charges, 1 woman. Ezekiel Elliott, no criminal charges, 1 woman, 6 games. This guy, multiple women, no criminal charges. Why would he get anything less than 6 games? If he gets 6 games, it seems like he's getting off easy with so many women involved. But I predict he'll end up in the New Orleans Saints, which ironically is owned by a woman. Huh. But he's got power. He's got leverage because he has options. He has options. So if pick a team, the Browns are grilling about these lawsuits and what happened, and that's no good. He'd say, okay, thanks, Browns. I'm off to Carolina. They don't care about all that. And if they grill him about it, I'm off to New Orleans. They don't care about all that. Or if New Orleans grills him, I'm off to Atlanta. They don't care about all that. This is what it does, okay? So that's where we are with Deshaun Watson, who's going to be in a new team in a couple of days. I would think it's the Saints, just from what I'm hearing on the scuttlebutt. And I would think he gets a 6-game suspension at least. So what the trade looks like is they're probably going to have to give up a number one in 2022. But you would think 2023 draft compensation would be adjusted based on how much he plays. So we'll see on that one. Final comment about, I know I talk about it way too much, Aaron Rodgers. I was wrong. I talked about that. I thought he would not be with the Packers this year. He will be with the Packers this year. Contract numbers come out, all kinds of reports about these numbers. I'm hearing 150 over 3. I'm hearing 120 over 2. Functionally, it's 100 over 2 because he had that year remaining. Anyway, here's the kicker with the contract. I know people are saying, Andrew, give it up. Andrew, you're wrong. Andrew, this or that. I still think, and I think more than ever, having looked at the structure of the contract, he will be a Packer 1 more year and no longer, right? 1 more year. I know everyone's talking about 2 years guaranteed, $100 million, but here's the deal. They set this contract up, $42 million this year, fine. Then these big option bonuses, actually 2 of them, that kick in next year. If he retires before that, the dead money is limited to I know it's still massive, but close to $38 million. If he retires or is traded after those kick in 2023, the dead money goes higher in 2024, higher in 2025. I've never, I don't think, seen a contract with dead money exploding as the contract goes on. Usually dead money goes way down as the contract goes on, not way up. This tells me the structure was on purpose. This tells me the structure was for a reason, and for a reason between both sides, between Aaron's side and the team's side. I maintain Aaron Rodgers will be 1 more year. And just like Aaron Rodgers behind Brett Favre, Jordan Love will take over after 3 years of being an apprentice for a Hall of Fame quarterback. It's just the structure. Now, I know he doesn't have the out like he did, but the structure is he can walk away next year. Yeah, they'll lose the $40 million in dead money, but they'll also lose whatever. It's supposed to be $59 million in salary. $59 million. So, yeah, $59 million going away and $40 million coming in. That's a $19 million net. So I just think that's going to happen. I know people are saying give it up on Aaron Rodgers. I just think that I was wrong, right about last year when he'd come back. I was wrong about last year that he'd leave, about this year would leave. And I think I'm going to stake my ground that he'll leave or be traded a year from now. I know. That's where I am. That'll do it for this Branch Rants edition. So many topics on the business of football as we start the new league year. If you are not following my newsletter, please do, andrew-brandt.com. It is free. And I do these videos. I did a Twitter video this week, got a lot of attention. I do these every day for Sports Business League subscribers. Go to andrew-brandt.com/SBL. Twitter, Andrew Brandt. Instagram, Andrew Brandt 2. Clubhouse, ADB719. Give us a rating if you would. And share this podcast with a friend. Thanks to Brian Neal. Thanks to Sam Brandt. Thanks to you for listening. I'll be back next week with another edition of The Business of Sports with Andrew Brandt. Early in the show, we mentioned DraftKings. Here's what you need to know. The minimum age and location requirements vary by jurisdiction. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for a full list of requirements and state-specific responsible gaming resources. Void where prohibited, minimum $5 deposit. Gambling problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER in Tennessee. Call or text the TN Red Line, 1-800-899-9789. In Connecticut, call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org/chat. Or in New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY. Eligibility restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com for details. Card issued by MetaBank NA, member FDIC.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.